President Clinton made a speech at a rally in Portland, Oregon today, despite the discovery before his speech of what officials said looked like pieces of bullets in a nearby area. After the speech, the president shook hands with people in the crowd, but was surrounded by agents shielding him with metal blankets. Officials later said the objects were not live ammunition. The president's event today comes at the end of a 4-day campaign swing. He promised the crowd that his administration would make a greater effort to operate the government more like a business. He said the administration would do more to change the way the government buys things, rewards employees, and serves its customers, the taxpayers. The initiative comes on the 3rd anniversary of the administration's Reinventing Government campaign, headed by Vice President Al Gore. NPR's David Malpas is traveling with the president and has this report.
The president called the new steps a common-sense approach that includes performance-based management standards. Vice President Gore characterized the effort as a more humane and efficient way to manage the federal workforce.
Government is changing, switching to 21st century ways all over America.
Vice President Gore says earlier efficiency actions already have saved almost $120 billion, and the federal workforce has been downsized to its lowest level in some 30 years. The administration says it can keep shrinking government, but the emphasis now will be to move toward performance-based management. Aides say that means having top government executives operate more like company CEOs in terms of their responsibilities and rewards. Also, aides say the initiative means more flexible federal workplaces, getting away from the one-size-fits-all work schedules and more streamlined paperwork procedures. President Clinton says all this will build on a solid record.
We have proved that you can make government work. One woman from Sacramento was so overwhelmed by the fast and friendly service she got from the Social Security office, she wrote to tell us it left her, and I quote, dazed and confused. She could not believe that her government would do anything that well.
But the president claimed it's happening over and over. For some reaction to that message, we talked to a couple of lifelong Democrats here in Portland, self-described liberals who consider themselves part of the core of the Democratic Party, Deb Hable and John Gonzalez. Both are of the baby boom generation, have families and careers, and both have reservations about today's promises. Deb Hable grew up in the nation's capital and used to work in government, but now that she's in private industry, she says her perspective on government has changed in some respects.
For what I'm investing, what kind of a return am I getting? Am I making money? You know, that's really what's missing from government is I think that bottom line is a terrific motivator. And I think you can come up with some artificial substitutes for that, but it's much harder, I think, to drive an organization to be efficient without that kind of a framework to operate in.
So when Bill Clinton says the days of big government are over and he talks about reforming it and refining it, making it more efficient, is that appealing to you? Is that credible to you?
I would say it's definitely appealing, but probably not very credible. I don't know. You read about the subsidies, you know, the money that government hands out here and there. And I mean, I think if, you know, Clinton really got serious and started talking about, you know, getting rid of whole departments, I mean, you know, like commerce, for example, and maybe like the Department of Education. I mean, I'm just not sure what the output of all these folks is.
John Gonzalez agrees, saying government today is more invested in serving itself than serving the interests of people in need. He wants government to create more opportunities for everyone. Gonzalez says Republicans aren't interested in that, and he says the president has been ineffective.
It's disappointing in some ways because Bill Clinton definitely has some clear ideas about the way things should be, some experience in trying to get him there, but he seems not to have the consistency and leadership to get a whole group of people pointing in the same direction and moving there. And at the same time, he looks better than many of the other choices. So he'll still be getting my vote.
Deb Hable says Mr. Clinton deserves credit for reviving the economy, but her primary interest is in redistribution of income to help the poor, and she says the president has not delivered.
My frustration with Clinton is primarily on the character issue. I mean, he has morphed himself so radically towards the middle, it's like you don't really feel like you know where the guy is.
Hable is so annoyed she is toying with the idea of voting for Bob Dole as a way of sending a message to her Democratic Party. But she says Dole hasn't given her a reason, and she scowls at his tax cut proposal. It's naive and foolish, she says. John Gonzalez will stick with Mr. Clinton, but he's angry about what he sees as the president's inconsistency on issues like gay rights, with the president at first protecting gays in the military and now opposing gay marriages.
I don't understand how he went from one place to another and is justifying it and putting it out there. So my lukewarmness is exactly because I don't exactly know who he is or what he's actually going to go forth and implement.
Whatever qualms many Democrats may have here in the Northwest, the president does appear to be holding a comfortable lead as he draws large crowds and delivers pep rally-style rhetoric.
Don't lose your energy. Don't lose your enthusiasm. Bear down. We need you. God bless you.
Four more years. I'm David Malpas, reporting from Portland, Oregon.